This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm going to go to Chicago today, and we're going to talk about Chicago Guns Matter. That's actually the name of an organization, ChicagoGunsMatter.org on the web. Rhonda Ezell is the head of it and the spokeswoman for it, and she's probably, something that a liberal Chicago Democrat politician fears most, because she's a black woman who has a gun and is getting other black women to have guns. Oh, the thought. Rhonda, you're so bad.
Thank you for having me, Larry. How are you?
Just fine. And I am just delighted that your work continues there in Chicago and that you have been rather successful in getting a number of ladies involved in shooting and getting their, probably the big deal is their concealed carry permits. Why don't we talk about that? Why are women in Chicago interested in concealed carry permits? Don't you have police there?
Well, Larry, we deal with a lot of crimes on a daily basis here in the city of Chicago. And the state of Illinois was one of the last to get concealed carry.
Right. So, thanks to a court order, actually.
Of course, because it was litigation after litigation after litigation. And that's where we come in at Chicago Guns Matter. We are the individual plaintiffs who have actually fought for the rights of each and every individual in the state of Illinois, as well as the city of Chicago, to exercise their rights. And when I say faces to the cases, it took an individual to take the city of Chicago to court. Mr. Otis McDonald took Chicago to court to have for the right to have a firearm inside of the home, along with the Lawsons, David Lawson and Colleen Lawson and Adam Orloff.
And you know, myself, Otis McDonald is probably going to be, he should be viewed as one of the heroes of the last century. He did so much to break the grip of government control over individual lives.
He did.
And what a remarkable thing he did as an older guy, too.
He did.
So,
and we praise Mr. McDonald for that. Mr. McDonald and I are very close friends. And unfortunately, he did not get the opportunity to experience concealed carry here in the city of Chicago. But his wife, Laura, she did. She did. She got her license.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. So once in a while, a good deed does go rewarded.
It does, because that's what it took here. And it's going to continue to take that. We hope that it doesn't. But for each individual that stands up and take a stand against the state of Illinois or the city of Chicago by litigation so that we all can exercise our rights, that is the beauty of what we do at Chicago Guns Matter. We're regular, everyday individuals who will step up and stand out and stand for the people.
Now, how much trouble is it now for people to actually, from start to finish, get a concealed carry permit in Chicago? Because I'm sure the system, while they've been told they've got to do it, if I'm not mistaken, bureaucrats of that mentality try to do everything they can to make it difficult.
Well, here's the problem. There was a change in the board, the review board for the licenses, and because in the beginning they were denying a lot of individuals. So they were being denied without due process, but that has changed. But in the course of that changing, they also changed the individuals that were on the board. So there was a backlog of denial letters that people had to go back through the judicial system to get cleared up.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was a lot of red tape there. But now they will be able to go ahead and, if they have a FOIA card, find a state licensed certified trainer, take a 15-hour course, go to the gun range, and pay their fees. We think the fees are still excessive as we look at other states to see how much they pay for their licenses versus how long they can have theirs. And the state of Illinois, it's a little expensive. But nothing is never too expensive if you're going to value your life and the lives of your loved ones.
Well, I agree with that. And hopefully we're at the most difficult point. It could well be that if the concealed carry legislation working its way through Congress actually becomes law and is on the books, it would mean that somebody in Chicago, if they have thrown up their hands at the cost and the bureaucracy, could contact the state of Utah, for example, get a permit to carry from Utah, and Chicago would have to recognize it. Oh, the
Well, you know what? I want to make a statement like that. I mean, about that, Larry, and I'm the last one to get political here, but let me make this clear. I've seen a lot of politicians talking about H.R. 38 passage yesterday and how negative it is. It would cause for more criminals to be armed and come across the lines with their guns.
Yeah, and surely they have no idea.
But let me place one question on them as lawmakers. When they take their luxury vacations with their family, and they go elsewhere into those very other states that they don't want those people that carry firearms in to cross their line, they're sitting next to those same individuals in those luxury restaurants, hotels, et cetera, et cetera. So it really doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. But then if one of my favorite expressions I've been happy to borrow from Washington, D.C. talk show host Chris Plant, and he probably finds an opportunity about once a day on his three-hour program to point out that without double standards, the liberals would have no standards at all. And it sure fits in a case like this. Having armed defense for them at taxpayer expense is fine,
correct,
but for you and me to be toting around a gun, oh, that's the end of the world. As
right.
Pelosi might say, that's apocalypse.
Unreal. It was amazing, the statements that were made by her. Unbelievable. I mean, we already know, according to federal laws, that criminals do not have a right to possess firearms. So therefore, they're not going to be able to go in a store and legally purchase. They're not going to be able to receive a FOIA card, nor are they going to be able to receive a concealed carry license. So it's unfortunate that the lies are pouring in, and I mean, it's unbelievable.
I think some of them are lying, but I also believe that a lot of them are just ignorant. That's why they're liberals. They really haven't taken the trouble to find out what the facts really are. So if they get some silly idea in their head, that's all they really think they need.
But I don't think it's – what I think it is just politics, politicians politicking, using their political powers just, you know, back and forth, nitpicking with one another. I know they know the difference because – I'm quite sure they have concealed carry licenses as well. They're firearm owners as well. So you're not going to tell me that your mental capacity of understanding the laws that you make or the laws that you swore to uphold, you don't know the difference between you being a private firearm owner and you being a lawmaker to make the law. It just doesn't make sense.
One of the great examples of that, and of course, Exhibit A, if you will, and Chris Plant's observation about standards and double standards, is Dianne Feinstein. When she was a San Francisco politician, she had a concealed carry permit. As a U.S. senator, she said, if I had the votes here in the Congress, then I would pass legislation that said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. That's the mentality that we're dealing with. Today with Rhonda Ezell, and she is with Chicago Guns Matter, chicagogunsmatter.org. We're going to be back and talk some more about what's going on in Chicago and the fact that there's a lot of ladies that want their pieces in their purses. Be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Rhonda Ezell, ChicagoGunsMatter.org. And Rhonda, during the break, I was just wondering about a number of things, but one of them is that you've got a lot of women that you're working with that have decided they want to get a concealed carry permit. And I think they would probably have some examples of interest to people. Why is it that people in Chicago would be interested in carrying their own firearm? Maybe it's the enormous murder rate in the city that has them somewhat concerned. But indeed, let's take this down to actual people. We don't have to give their names, but people that you've been dealing with, that you've been training, and I think that's one of the things that Chicago Guns Matter has been doing. So you see a lot of this. You know firsthand what it is that people are thinking, particularly women, when they seek to get a concealed carry permit.
Well, Larry, I think I want to make a clarification here, because I'm not the lady that does the training. I was the plaintiff that sued to bring a gun range
absolutely
to Chicago.
Right.
So what we are here to do is educate the people and put them in contact with the trainers that do train for concealed carry licenses. But we have seen women getting involved, getting educated, and getting training for concealed carry licenses because the safety concerns here in the city of Chicago have gotten out of hand. We've seen a lot of gang violence that has, you know, escalated to the numbers. They're just astronomical. We see a lot of armed robberies, a lot of assaults. There's an increase on public transit, but we're seeing an increase in violence there, a lot of home invasions, and we have well over 800 carjackings. So when you start looking at the statistics here in the city of Chicago, according to the crime, you know, we have over 3,000 people that's been shot. And we're actually a little bit shy of the numbers from last year for the homicides, but we're well over 630. So those numbers are alarming. And
women
start to see those numbers, they're concerned. So when the law became law for concealed carry, and when we were able to sign up, and as I remember, we got the opportunity to sign up in January of 2014, and the trainers were able to put their applications in before the citizens were. So being one of the first black women to actually receive a license, I may not have been the first, I'm not saying that, but being in that first batch that received their concealed carry license, I have seen more and more black women get involved in exercising their fundamental rights than any other ethnic group.
I think that's a huge development, because typically gun ownership in America has been a guy thing. And what you're describing is not only are women getting involved, but the last group that I would have thought was going to be interested, just from what I was able to see, black women. And evidently that's something a bit of the past now. Black women are coming on board.
It's changing. It's a trend now. It's the wave. And we want that to continue.
You bet.
We have a right, just like everyone else, regardless to your color of your skin or your zip code or where you live. This is a fundamental constitutional right, and we at Chicago Guns Matter is going to make sure that we can educate people on how to go about exercising those rights. So when we see the numbers go from 800 to almost 1,400 in less than 2 years, that's a special situation.
That's a significant development. Do you see any political follow-up from this? Do as people get involved in deciding to take responsibility for their own defense, does this have any impact on their political thinking?
Well, the politicians here, we know they have firearms. Some have spoken on it. Some have been arrested with taking theirs in the airport. So we know they have. So politically, they have not spoken out in a sense on the positive note because they're still kind of want to keep it very. I don't know why. Maybe it's their little thing that they hang on to when they politicking with one another. So, because at the end of the day, they didn't want us to have concealed carry in Chicago. And I want to make that clear. When the law was passed because of the litigation through the Michael Moore and Mary Shepherd case, the state of Illinois was the last, once again, for the concealed carry. And our politicians literally wanted to carve out the city of Chicago and Cook County in order to have concealed carry in the state of Illinois. And we have that same individual running for attorney general. Go figure.
Well, I'm hoping that legislation is now before the Congress, and hopefully soon enough, maybe the federal law will mean that if it's still a big deal and a big problem to get a concealed carry permit in Chicago, somebody living in Chicago could apply and obtain a concealed carry permit from a state like Utah, which is happy to take the money and issue the license. You dot a few of their I's and you're good to go. That permit would then have to be recognized in the city of Chicago.
Well, you know, before we had concealed carry, one of the things that I had took the time out to do was get a concealed carry license from other states just so that I could have a little bit of leverage or something to work with when I bring to the table and say, look, I have a concealed carry license from Pennsylvania. I have a concealed carry license from the state of Utah.
Wow.
Those people trust me. They check my background. Why doesn't the state that I live in, pay taxes in, trust me enough to have a concealed carry license? And this was before concealed carry became law. But these are the necessary steps that I took so that I could try to put some forth when I go to the table and say, look, we're able to carry from another state and other states, and the very state that we live in don't allow it. So we worked that avenue in the early stages. And, you know, hopefully when this reciprocity goes to the Senate, they go ahead and vote it into law. And that that'll settle that.
Let's hope that is the case. That's certainly what we hope for. And I think what's going to happen is we're going to see the crime rates in places like Chicago, where people have pretty much been, the good guys have been unarmed, disarmed by law. This could start to change. And so the people that are probably most opposed to the legislation you and I are talking about are the criminals. This is going to put them at a disadvantage. Oh, the thought. We're talking with Rhonda Azell, ChicagoGunsMatter.org for information. We're going to be right back and talk some more about what's going on in the Windy City. Don't go away.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Rhonda Ezell, Chicago Guns Matter is the organization. Their website, which you can find quite easily by going to chicagogunsmatter.org, has a great photograph at night of the skyline of Chicago on Lake Michigan. It's probably the best way to see Chicago from about a half a mile out. Nothing personal, Rhonda, but the cities,
wow,
they're too much for me. And no wonder you have been so insistent on being able to protect yourself, because cities are not necessarily friendly places, and there are parts of Chicago that are decidedly hostile. And it's a big deal that people are now able to take measures to protect themselves with a firearm in Chicago.
It is. It's a big deal. You know, we've seen the crime here, the crime rate rise each and every year for the last 4 to 5 years. We've seen some extraordinary numbers when we talk about the armed robberies or the home invasions, the carjacking, you know, it's the assault and things of that nature. So when people start to resonate with what we're dealing with here, they want to take a stand. People are tired. It's too much. It's overbearing. It shouldn't have to happen. We shouldn't deal with it. But yet it does, and we're dealing with it. So the best thing that I think is for anyone, living here in the city of Chicago or the state of Illinois, you know, to get in a field theory class, get you some training, get yourself educated, and get a concealed carry license, because state and local government doesn't protect an individual. We have to protect our own lives. They have to know that, and they have to understand that.
Absolutely. That is so important to state and to understand and to keep in mind that governments do not protect legally. They're not required to. If they fail to, there's no consequences. You can't sue them for not having protected you. And so what does that mean? Well, it means you better get your own gun and know how to use it, and especially if you're going to have to live in certain parts of a major city like Chicago, it's really important to be able to protect yourself.
Well, you know, the violence here is all over. It's widespread all through the Chicagoland area, whether it's the Mag Mall, whether it's the South Side, the North Side, it's everywhere. It's an infestation. They're carjacking police officers. They're carjacking reporters. Anyone, no one is off limits here. An 86-year-old woman that gets a home invasion, the 69-year-old woman was shot and robbed at gunpoint for her car. We see these over and over again. We just saw a shooting at a funeral procession yesterday or the day before. I mean, there's no end in sight here.
Let me circle back. You were talking about cops getting carjacked?
Yes.
That almost boggles my mind. If cops can't be safe in Chicago, I guess it's a little much to hope that they're going to be able to protect you and me.
Well, not only just a cop, Larry. Even a few months ago, we had an FBI agent that was carjacked here in the city of Chicago, and he had plenty of firearms and ammunition and vests and everything of that sort in his vehicle. But they don't care, you know. So one has to ask, what is it going to take, you know? But it's nothing off limits here. It's all over. It's widespread, you know. So there's no one particular neighborhood that is seeing the violence. This is everywhere.
That's pretty stunning, because it was my impression that it was mostly crime was mostly a matter of living on the South Side, but you're saying that no matter where you are,
it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's everywhere. They will go and run vehicles into buildings and do a robbery, or they're sticking up people, putting guns in their faces. The holiday season. So armed robberies and assaults and carjackings are on the rise. They've been that way for over a month or so now, and it can get more violent as the time goes by. So it's not just confined to the South Side of the city of Chicago. It is everywhere in the city of Chicago. The nice neighborhood, the luxurious downtown area, the Magnificent Mile, we see it all day, every day. So no one is off limits here.
That's pretty stunning. I was not aware of that. Obviously, this should be driving many, many more people to getting their concealed carry permits, because clearly the police are not able to control the situation.
Well, the thing with that is, even if you get a concealed carry license and you are able to protect yourself, the city of Chicago has a lot of gun-free zones where they have placed a little 4x7 plastic adhesive paper into the wall window of businesses stating that a lawful individual cannot carry a firearm here. So when you go in a gun-free zone, you're basically in a killing zone. The criminals do not follow laws. They don't follow.
Now, you've answered my the question I had in the back of my mind. If they've been ordered by the court to recognize applications for concealed carry, now you've explained how they're getting around it. They're trying to make the whole city a gun-free zone.
Right. They'll make the city a gun-free zone. They will tell certain businesses that they have to post when they don't have to post. But within the law, if a business or a company sales liquor, and it's more than, I believe, 51% of the earnings. They have to post. But I know some places that I've entered in that doesn't even sell liquor stated that they were told by the city that they had to post, and that's just not true. But that is another way to get around and limit where concealed carry holders can carry their firearms or the gun free zone. This doesn't make no one safe, because we've seen countless shootings where people have come into places with firearms and committed crimes.
You mean they weren't deterred by the gun-free zone sign?
Of course not. That's just an invitation. Come on in. No one here can stop me. If I choose to rob, kill everyone in here, I can. And I can walk right out of the door without anyone trying to stop me.
What is the penalty for a good guy who gets caught with a gun in a gun-free zone?
I don't know, Larry. I haven't went in one with mine. No. I have no idea. It wouldn't be a felony charge. It would be, I don't know, because I don't want to give out false information.
Right. Well, so, it just seems to me that a lot of people might come to the conclusion that their life is more important than some bureaucrat's notion of how to be safe by being defenseless.
But, you know, who knows? You may go into a gun-free zone, and a bad guy may come in, and you kill that bad guy just because you felt the way that you just spoke of. Nine times out of ten, you're going to be the one go to jail. The criminal is going to sue you, and you weren't supposed to have a gun, and neither was he. But yet, you probably be the one to go down.
That's pretty aggravating, I'll tell you. I think that's what breeds contempt for the law. And that's what we're going to be able to put an end to. And hopefully Chicago Guns Matter is going to be part of that re-education and getting people to think about what kind of an insanity is it that says that we're safe when we have no defense.
Correct. That's one thing we're going to have to do is get in a little bit more in-depth about the complete law here in the state of Illinois. No one knows everything about every law on the book, but it's going to take time, because we're doing the basic entry to educating them about exercising their rights and letting them know about the people who have fought for their rights.
That is so important. Listen, let's hold that. We'll come back to your educational efforts at ChicagoGunsMatter.org. Talking with Rhonda Isbell, and they're working to make Chicago a safer place.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Rhonda Ezell. She is with ChicagoGunsMatter.org. They are trying to get the word out about how you can best protect yourself and encouraging people to carry firearms. You can do it legally if you jump through enough hoops. Rhonda, does the media have any, do they provide any help in getting the word out, or are they about as hostile to self-defense in Chicago as so many other places?
Well, I'll say this. I have not seen a lot of media coverage about concealed carry or firearm ownership in the city of Chicago. I have seen maybe one story that I can recollect in the news. We've been written about in the paper maybe once or twice. Of course, I landed on the front of the Chicago Sun-Times here, but it's not something that they're going to promote. They're not going to promote it widespreadly, so it's not their forte. It's not something that they're going to talk about on a daily basis, you know. So in first, maybe there'll be a write-up, a few write-ups, but as far as the mainstream media outlets, I've only seen one. So they're not giving any firearm education interviews. There was one, and that was it.
So typically, if they say anything about guns, it's going to be there are too many guns, and they've got to be gotten off the street.
Too many guns on the street, and there was a shooting, and we need to make more gun laws and things of that nature. But the more gun control that they try to put forth only hurts the law-abiding citizens. It does nothing to stop a criminal. That is their job. That is what they're going to do. Nevertheless, that is what we deal with.
Well, they don't seem to change their opinions, and maybe it's because so many of the people that are working in the media have armed protection, certainly at work. And for all I know, they live in gated communities when they're at home. So the idea that there's a need for individual self-protection is perhaps not quite as immediate for them as it is for the rest of us.
Well, they probably do it as their job, because they're only going to be able to do the stories that they're told to do. Now, I'm quite sure some of them have concealed carry license or FOIA cards to protect themselves inside of their home. But at the end of the day, we use social media and outings and events and things of that nature to try to reach the people. But it would be nice if the mainstream media could give a little bit, be a little bit more pleasant to the firearm owners and gun owners in the city of Chicago, because we are doing something positive to educate the people on exercising their rights. And it's just, it's not only Chicago Guns Matter, it's the whole Second Amendment industry of people who are collectively trying to help educate people and train people and get them involved in exercising their rights and educating them and educating others so that they can pass on all of that information. So, you know, if the media just gave a day or some point in time where they start to say they're going to be on board with giving these type of interviews, more than just one every 8 months or 6 to 8 months, you know what I'm saying? The people will have a better idea of what's really going on.
Well, the good news is that you're promoting particularly women getting involved in their own defense. And I would just hope that when they make that decision, it kind of is almost a way of influencing some of the rest of their thinking, that if they're going to have to not depend on the government for their own protection, it might carry through to the idea that government really can't be depended on for a whole lot.
Well, when women take up firearm defense, they're doing it for the safety reason of their life and their loved one. So
yeah.
That's extraordinary. So when you start to say, I want to own a firearm, I want to become a firearm owner, there are a lot of things that come with that. So the education, the training, the safety, that those components are very important. So that using that as a stepping stone, they may start to take that information and apply it into different portions of their lives. But most importantly, just being able to protect yourself if you're home alone or you're coming in late at night or whatever the case may be, at least we know that they are fully prepared and they have educated themselves to know that if any event they have to use their firearm for self-defense, they will be ready.
You know, one of the things that I was so struck by when the tragedy occurred in Texas and this dirtbag was able to kill so many people at a church in a rural part of Texas, evidently nobody there had a gun other than the dirtbag.
And no one had a firearm.
That was, I had trouble, I still have trouble understanding that, because it was Texas and they have a concealed carry law.
Right.
I would certainly hope that if people are going to church in Chicago, the same thing couldn't happen there.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because the reason Chicago had, the state of Illinois has concealed carry is because of Mary Shepherd. Mary Shepherd was attacked in the church. She was attacked in a church, and she sued the city of Chicago for concealed carry.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the church. She was the church treasurer, her and a friend, and there was a guy came in. He attacked them. She suffered many injuries, skull fractures, numerous breakings of bones. And this happened in a church. So the Shepherd versus Madigan case was the case that led to the state of Illinois actually getting concealed carry. So there are I've seen churches with the signs on there here in the city of Chicago, but it's unfortunate that the very reason we are enjoying these rights that we are enjoying right now is because of Mary Shepherd, and her and her friends were actually attacked in a church.
They paid quite a price.
Several concealed carry licenses from other states.
Wow. Well,
but yet, she was unable to protect herself in the state of Illinois.
That that kind of thing, I believe, eventually gets through to people. Maybe not the hardcore anti-Second Amendment, anti-self-defense person. I guess you still encounter in Chicago, as we do elsewhere, that, well, if you have a gun and somebody's attacking, that's just going to make it more dangerous.
I think that way, but, you know, let me double back right quick. And if people want to know who Mary Shepherd is, they can also find out through ChicagoGunsMatter.org.
Go to
our people page, click on Mary Shepherd. We are the plaintiff. That's what the faces to the cases are. The people who actually fought the litigation to make this happen. And it took a collective effort with each case consecutively to make these things happen here in the state of Illinois, as well as the city of Chicago.
Amazing. Yeah, it's been a very difficult road. Otis McDonald, obviously, was only one of many people that had to pretty much with their fingernails claw out the ability, the freedom to defend themselves in the city of Chicago.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And yet he did not get that opportunity to get a concealed carry license.
Yeah, he didn't live long enough.
Correct.
But he certainly made a magnificent contribution. Did not waste the last days of his life, that's for sure. So we owe Otis McDonald a lot. And we'll just keep his memory alive because he was a great American. And
he was. I promised Mr. McDonald that I would keep blazing that trail that he left, and I visited his grave on his birthday and other holidays. And
wow.
I continued the fight because we were in this together. And his family and I, we keep in contact. We're very close. So, yeah.
That's terrific.
I remember Mr. Otis McDonald.
Well, Rhonda Wiesel,
like
you are making a difference, even as Otis McDonald did. Just thank you so much, and invite people again to go to ChicagoGunsMatter.org. They're making a difference, and Chicago's getting better because of it. Thank you so much, Rhonda. God bless.
Thank you, Larry.
Take away.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.